The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Coming on first is the National Crafts Museum and Hastakala Academy under the Ministry of Textiles, Government of India, is seeking applications for the post of Deputy Director, Museum Collection on deputation or absorption basis. In pay level 11, there is just one vacancy. The last date for application submission has been extended by 30 days from the publication of this corrigendum in the Employment News. Interested candidates who have already applied need not apply again, as their applications will also be considered. For further details and application format, kindly visit www.nationalcraftsmuseum.nic.in, or you may go on to www.handicrafts.nic.in under the recruitment section. The Khuda Bakhsh Oriental Public Library in Patna, an autonomous organization under the Ministry of Culture, is seeking applications for the post of director. The role involves overseeing the operations of the library and working under the supervision of the Khuda Bakhsh Oriental Public Library Board. The position is offered on a deputation basis for 3 years with the possibility of extension. Applicants are required to submit their applications along with biodata and relevant documents by January 28, 2025. For details, kindly go on to the website at khudabakhshorientalpubliclibrary.in. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has announced openings for the post of Executive Director in multiple AIIMS locations, including Patna, Raibareli, Kalyani, Bhatinda, Deogar, and Bibi Nagar. The posts are available on contract basis. Applicants must have a postgraduate qualification in medicine, surgery, or public health, with at least 10 years of teaching or research experience and 25 years of standing in the profession. The upper age limit for candidates is 67 years as on the closing date for applications. The position offers a pay scale in level 15 as per the 7th CPC, along with other allowances. The tenure is for 3 years, extendable up to 5 years or until the candidate reaches 70 years of age. The application process requires candidates to submit a detailed application along with relevant documents through their respective cadre controlling authorities to the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Website is www.mohfw.gov.in. The National Statistics Office, NSO, Field Operations Division under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation invites applications for the post of Assistant Director, Official Language, in Level 10 as per the 7th CPC. Desirable qualifications include knowledge of Sanskrit or any 8th scheduled language and experience organizing Hindi workshops or classes. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed format within 60 days of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News, along with requisite documents such as vigilance clearance, integrity certificate, and ACRs and APRs of the last 5 years. For details, kindly refer to https://www.mospi.gov.in. The Central Water Commission under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, CWMA, invites applications for the post of Member Agriculture in Level 14 of the pay matrix to be filled on deputation or short-term contract. Applications must be sent in the prescribed format to the Under Secretary, Establishment 4, Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation, Ministry of Jal Shakti, New Delhi, within 30 days from the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Further details available at cwma.gov.in. Ircon International Limited, a Navratna company under the Ministry of Railways, is recruiting a company secretary on a contractual basis for its Special Purpose Vehicle, SPV. The position offers a consolidated monthly pay of 50,000 rupees and the candidates must be an associate member of the Institute of Company Secretaries of India. The maximum age limit is 30 years as of 1st December 2024. For detailed advertisement and application modalities, kindly visit www.ircon.org. The Vaidya Institute of Himalayan Geology, an autonomous institution under the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, invites applications for contractual positions in sponsored projects. Two positions for project associates and one for a junior research fellow are available for projects related to crust and upper mantle mapping in the northwest Himalaya and studies on the Karakoram Tethys sequence. Detailed advertisement including qualifications, fellowship details and application forms available on www.wigh.res.in. Applications must be received within 30 days of the advertisement's publication. The Indian Council of Social Science Research, ICSSR, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Education, has advertised for two positions. One post of Director, Planning and Administration at pay level 12 and one post of Deputy Director, Publications at pay level 11. The Director position will be filled through open recruitment while the Deputy Director will be recruited directly. For eligibility criteria and application forms, kindly visit www.icssr.org. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare seeks applications to fill various posts at the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, through deputation, including short-term contract. Positions include Additional Drugs Controller 1 post, pay level 13A, Joint Drugs Controller 1 post, pay level 13, Deputy Drugs Controller 9 posts, pay level 12. The application deadline is 60 days from the date of this advertisement's publication in Employment News. For details, kindly visit https://mohfw.gov.in or you may go on to https://cdsco.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.